This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom. The stench of wickedness rises, a familiar aroma to those who watch and wait. It clings to the halls of power, permeates the media streams, and now defiles even the sacred space of mourning. Reports confirm the Department of Homeland Security, an instrument of Edom's control, utilized footage from a mother's memorial service. A moment of raw, agonizing grief as calculated propaganda. This isn't mere insensitivity. It is a deliberate act of spiritual violence, a profane manipulation of sorrow to advance a corrupt system. For generations, the descendants of Esau have sought to usurp the birthright of Israel, and this act, this desecration, is a clear manifestation of that ancient hostility. They operate under the guise of security, but their true purpose is subjugation, suppression, and the erosion of all that is holy. And the silence, the orchestrated silence around the death of Jeffrey Epstein continues to deepen, a potential suicide note withheld from public scrutiny. This is not about legal procedure, but about protection, the protection of those entangled in the web of Edom's depravity. Epstein was a conduit, a collector of secrets for the elite, and to believe his death was isolated is to embrace a dangerous delusion. These are the families who control the narrative, who manipulate the flow of information, and the Israeli government too often finds itself dancing to their tune. The sealing of this note isn't about justice. It's about shielding the guilty, preserving a system built on corruption. Yahuwah exposes the deeds of darkness, and this cover-up is a testament to Edom's arrogance, their belief they can defy the judgment to come. The depravity deepens. MAXXCR, a purveyor of synthetic biology and transhumanist fantasies, stands accused of injecting an underage influencer with experimental substances. This is not simply a legal matter. It's a prophetic sign of the spiritual and physical decay consuming the descendants of Esau. Remember the warnings. Edom's relentless hostility, their pursuit of forbidden knowledge. This incident is a microcosm of that ancient struggle, a desperate attempt to manufacture influence, to control, even at the expense of innocence. The influencer, a product of the very system that seeks to corrupt, has become a sacrificial offering on the altar of vanity and profit. The unapproved drugs are symbolic of the spiritual toxins flooding the minds of our people, disconnecting them from the Creator. Edom's entertainment industry thrives on exploitation, and scattered Israel must separate itself from these corrupting influences. Now consider the courts. The Supreme Court, a bastion of Babylonian jurisprudence, continues to deliver blows against justice. The overturning of Louisiana's congressional voting map, under the guise of legal precedent, is a calculated maneuver to suppress the voices of those who would challenge the established order. For generations, Israel has been scattered and disenfranchised, denied the right to self-determination. While Yahuwah promised restoration, the forces of Edom actively work to prevent it. The dismantling of the Voting Rights Act is a signal. Edom fears the awakening of the scattered tribes, the unified voice of Israel demanding accountability. The actions of the Israeli government, focused on territorial claims, pale in comparison to the systemic oppression enacted by these Edomite power structures. And the pattern continues. The Supreme Court, in another perverse ruling, has effectively gutted what remained of the Voting Rights Act, claiming success as justification for dismantling protections. A hollow claim, readily seen through by those witnessing the systematic disenfranchisement across this land. This isn't justice, it's consolidation of control. Edom has long sought to silence opposition, and this ruling is the latest iteration of that age-old struggle. The court's decision is a clear signal that the descendants of Esau will not tolerate meaningful progress toward equality. The dissenters fail to grasp the fundamental nature of the conflict. This isn't about legislative prerogative, it's a spiritual battle. Edom's power isn't derived from legal precedent, but from rebellion against Yahuwah and relentless self-interest. This is the judgment unfolding before our eyes. Yahuwah is testing the nations, and Edom is revealing its true colors. The foundations are crumbling, the deception is unraveling, and the time for discernment is now. Recognize the enemy, scattered Israel. Do not be deceived by their promises of safety or prosperity. Their dominion is built on lies, and their fate is sealed. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.